Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features that we have there for you, including archives that go back for years and years and years over at freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Jay.
All right, so Jay, we have been following your court case, the current one, involving, technically it's not you, I guess, it is your wife.
Well, it might as well be me because it affects my family.
It sure does. You know? Yeah, they want to put her, is it in jail on this? Is this a Class A charge or is it a Class B misdemeanor? Do you know offhand which one it is?
So there is a 6-month jail term that could be
really
happen. So we got our discovery back the other day, and we did a motion to continue the case because they want to go to trial June 1st. And
okay.
Told them we're not.
Sorry, this is something that happened how long ago now?
March 18th, 2022 was, okay, you know, the event in question. So a quick recap.
Please, thank you.
Essentially, my wife and our kids, she had to go do some shopping, and she went to the TJ Maxx in Concord. I believe it was TJ Maxx.
Okay.
And my daughter, who was a little over 2 at the time, just falling asleep for her nap, and she basically takes like an hour nap in the car. It was, mid-March, New Hampshire. It was kind of a warm day, you know, nice sun, but still, you know, it's March, so it's a little brisk.
Yep.
And so my wife gets out of the car, and she's got the 6-month-old baby, my son, Cash. And, she changes his diaper, you know, breastfeeds him, changes his diaper again. You know, Cypress is still sleeping. Cypress is locked in her car seat, or strapped in the car seat. And so she has the car running, climate control on, a comfortable temperature.
Yep.
And then she goes in the store, does a couple of things. And when she gets out of the car, she shuts the car off, gets out of the car, locks the car, and then with the remote starts the car, goes in the store.
Sure.
And she goes in the store, returns her item, and then comes back out, and there is a busybody and a cop there.
Wasn't the busybody a man?
Actually, we're not sure which exact busy. It's a couple. It was a husband and a wife,
okay,
I believe. And so anyways, we're going through this thing.
And she was in there how long?
Well, less than 15 minutes because the car was still running when she came out.
Right, because the auto or the remote starts will usually only stay on for 10, 15 minutes.
15 minutes,
right?
This one's set up for, and it's pretty accurate. Yeah. You can set a watch by it. It's a computer chip.
Sure.
And anyways, it's basically your time limit, and what happens when the car shuts off is kid usually wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the car is like soothing to sleep in, and it's a good nap machine.
Sure.
So anyways, there's some funky stuff here. So they issued an arrest warrant like back in last April, but
happened there?
So on the scene, they just asked her, for her name and her, some information, and they asked for the kids' names and, date of birth and stuff. And we told them, we're not giving you that information.
Right.
Leave us alone. And as far as I was concerned,
you weren't there though.
I wasn't there. No. And so as far as I was concerned, I wouldn't have told them anything.
Right.
You know, unless they're like, oh, I'm going to, you know, we're going to arrest you unless you do tell us. You know, unless they threaten me first, maybe I would. But
so that didn't happen? They didn't threaten her first?
Well,
I mean, obviously it's a threat just having the man with a gun there. So most people are intimidated to just do what the man with the gun says.
Right. She was definitely intimidated. Mm-hmm. You know, one cop was like sort of nice and the other cop was not so nice. You know, and they usually like
two that. Whole cops for this situation.
Actually, there might even been a third cop. There was a third
cop.
Involved.
Yeah.
So, anyways, going forward, DCYF wants to, you know.
So she didn't get arrested there.
She didn't get arrested.
They said, okay, ma'am, have a nice day, and they didn't even give her a ticket in that case?
Yep. They didn't give her a ticket. They didn't give her nothing. In fact, I must have forgot.
It would have been really interesting to see what happened if she just said, well, I'm not under any obligation to talk to you.
Right. And there are other people who have said that, and they're just left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who say that, and the police escalate it. So, you know, it's.
I mean, they certainly could have still done an investigation, right? Like, even if she hadn't have given over any information, they could have taken the plate number down and probably figured out who she was based on that.
So anyways, it ain't hard to figure out who anybody is. I mean, you know, you could just, you know, call up Google and say, hey, we want to know who this is, you know?
Sure.
Especially if you're a cop, you know, it's easy. We live in a surveillance state. So anyways, they didn't arrest her. They didn't, you know, they just were like, oh, whatever. They left, you know, she left.
But then.
And then we get a call, you know, a week later or 2 weeks later from DCYF. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I reject your offer to contract with me. I don't want to deal with you guys. I charge $50,000 an hour to carry out orders from the government. My time is valuable. Leave me alone. So, they end up showing up at my house. Well, before they show up at my house, they try to recruit the local cops to, you know, come and do something about it or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And the local police officer, the local chief of police, he wants to have a meeting with me. So I go meet him down at a local restaurant and, you know, me, the wife and the kids, and we have breakfast and chat with him. And he's a pretty nice guy and he's all about protecting his citizens. That's what he, you know, said to me. And he follows the Constitution. And also, I had given this guy a thick red line card about 2 years before this, the chief of police in town.
Okay.
And everywhere I've lived, I've made it a point to say to introduce myself to the chief of police, kind of let him know what I'm about, and you know, I'm not a problem, and you know, sort of happened, you know, a couple years before this. So, anyways, he says, well, we got a little problem here. In this affidavit that the social worker Melissa Coombs put in front of the sent to family court to get this order. They say that the Henniker Police Department told her that you are, you know, free stater, anti-government, live on a compound with lookouts, and are dangerous. and it's also like that.
Compound.
So, right. Live on a compound with lookouts.
You don't even have a fence around your property.
No. the fence is where the cows and the pigs are.
Yeah.
So anyways, the police chief was pretty, you know, upset that somebody writes in an affidavit being put into a court hearing that the Henniker Police Department gave them some information when the Henniker Police Department absolutely did not. So this order from DCYF, it was to inspect the home, interview the 2-year-old without parents around.
That is so crazy.
I know it.
Like, I mean, I just can't even imagine how, like, you can't even talk meaningfully to, I understand, parent to child, you know what your kids are saying
Yep.
But, like, a total stranger coming in and trying to have a conversation with a 2-year-old, that's not even, like, an option.
Right. So.
And let alone the whole idea, I think it's important to point this out, it's like, these bureaucrats can say what they want, but. You're the parent. You should have a right to be present for any kind of interactions between you and your lawyer also should have a right to be present between any interactions between any bureaucrat and any of your children.
Yes.
I mean, that is just absolutely absurd, the idea is that these people who you don't know from Adam would be in a room alone with your child. That's just crazy to me.
Yeah, and you know, there's an example where it was somewhere in the West Coast, but like in the 80s. Where basically, prosecutors and social workers, you know, interviewed children and they led the children to basically make comments that, you know, they were able to be like, oh, these kids are getting molested. And then the kids grow up and they're like, they were in foster, and they're like, why were you in foster care? And they're like, oh, I remember, this is like, I believe there's a whole documentary about this I'd watch or something, or like a 60 Minutes or a Vice thing, you know, from years ago. I don't remember it all, but it was an example of where state employees who are covered under, you know, qualified immunity, which means they're immune from prosecution, you know, go in and they, you know, start talking to young children and, you know, get questions to lead them. And then they, you know, just swear out affidavits saying,
yeah, get them to say things they didn't say, yep, or claim they said things they didn't say, or whatever.
And then when the kids, 10 years later, the kids are like, that never happened. You know, you told us to say that stuff, or, you know, whatever. And right, it was exposed. And all those people who were part of that scheme, basically put parents in prison, took parents away from kids. Kids got put in foster homes. They get abused in foster homes, the whole nine yards. Nothing happened to them. No. You know, nothing happened to the irresponsible, parasitic bureaucrats, you know, that did that. So, anyways, fast forward. Well, my thing, or our thing.
So she gets arrested.
No, well, so before we get to the arrest, we're still dealing with DCYF.
You basically ran them off. You grabbed, yep, a video camera when they showed up, yep, and they did not want to have to deal with that.
Right. So, and that video is at, it's on Odyssey on Free Keen. It's also, there's another video that I put up on, that's basically the same video, but it's edited with some more updates on it. That's on my YouTube channel, J Noon, if you, internet, mm-hmm, search that. So, anyways, this order from family court says a police officer, a child protection, you know, social worker, a child probation parole officer shall interview child, inspect premises, and they also wanted our family medical records. They wanted to sign off on them. And in fact, when DC,
what?
Yeah, yep. So this order says that one of these three people are supposed to do this: child protection service worker, you know, a CPS social worker, a police officer, or a child probation officer are supposed to do these things. So out of the best interest of justice, you know, while my wife's sort of like freaking out about this because like I had to like relocate my family to another place for, mm-hmm, you know, a long period of time. And, you know, my daughter's like crying, I want to go home to dad. I want my chickens. I want my cows. You know, I want my pigs, because that was her routine. And she was pulled out of it. Because all you got to do is just internet search, NHDCYF, and you know, NH is New Hampshire, DCYF is division, not department, division of children, youth, and families. And so NHDCYF settlements is a search term.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do this in any state, you will see that there is just crazy newspaper articles just show up, how the state of New Hampshire paid out $7 million to this family, paid out $2 million, $3 million,
taxpayers,
crazy money.
Not the crazy, not the bureaucrats who committed, right, whatever the offense,
right,
were,
right, because they have qualified immunity.
Yeah.
So, which is, you know, they're legally protected to be irresponsible. So I say to the chief of police in town, I says, hey, this order can be satisfied by you because it says right on it, a police officer can interview the child and, you know, inspect the premises. And, you know, I wasn't going to give him any medical records, but, you know,
it's ridiculous.
You know, so the cop, like him and one of his lieutenants, they had dealt with me, you know, a few times now, and they seem like they're like decent people. They're both families. They're both still married to their spouses, you know, and they both have, mm-hmm, children that are, you know, anywhere from, I don't know, like a dozen years old up to their 20s. And they just seem like good, wholesome, like kind of people, like definitely like the cops in my town that I have dealt with, have been like professional, been courteous. You know, they're the kind of people that, like, if, like, my kids were in trouble for some reason and I got a phone call that, hey, you know, the chief of police in town, you know, he's got your kids over at his house. Go over there and pick them up when you're ready because whatever happened, mm-hmm, you know, I wasn't, you know, something happened. Like, I feel comfortable with that situation. They're just, you know, they're good people. So I say, hey, why don't you do this? And he goes, yeah, I can do that. That's fine. Let me get back to, you know, the people at, you know, at Health and Human Services. So he, and I got all the emails of all this conversation because, mm-hmm, I'm actually building a lawsuit against these guys also. So we've been gathering up documentation. And he emails these guys, hey, you know, the Noon family has said that, you know, they'll let us do the order, being Henniker PD, you know, me and my, you know, lieutenant officer. And, you know, I figure it'd be good, you know, one father and one mother, you know, of other kids, you know, do this because they're qualified. You know, the social workers don't even have any kids. In fact, the couple that I've interacted with don't look like they're the type that are into having kids. And that's the thing, you know, the radical
leftists.
Didn't
you say one of them was like a butch dyke or something?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, just look at the video, you know, and which like, which is fine. I got friends that are, you know, lesbians that are butch, that are, you know, like jacked up diesel, you know, lumberjack type girls, and they're people that I love and they're great people. And I have nothing against that. I don't care. I don't care what you do. Just don't try to take my rights away or sure. attack my family. So
also don't try to tell me how to run a family when you don't.
Yeah, you don't even have one.
Right?
So I picked these guys that can fulfill this like family court order, which I think the order is all bogus anyways.
Mm-hmm.
DCYF, the attorneys at DCYF, email the chief of police and tell him basically that he is not qualified to do this and that his lieutenant is not qualified. And so he, you know, returned some credentials about, you know, his 25-plus years of service, and, you know, and the lieutenant, it was like a social worker at one time, or, you know, she went to school for this, and, you know, and she's also been a police officer for, you know, pretty much, you know, an 18 plus year career or whatever it was. I don't remember all the numbers, but anyways, and then they're like, oh, there has to be a DCYF social worker there. So I said to the chief of police, I go, this is because they want the Clinton Children Fund money. So during the Clinton administration, and let's not forget who Bill Clinton is. You know, he's a pedophile. He's a known pedophile. He's been to Pedophile Island several times. And let's also not forget a whole bunch of people that have been connected to the Clintons have just ended up dead somehow. Like, they have this magical ability to make witnesses disappear. You know, they're a very powerful, you know, sure. mafia force that has the, you know, protectionism of government and the people who worship government and the people who are into that cult. And anyways, so in the 1996, in the late 90s, I believe it was 97, it was like the No Child Left Behind or Child Something Act, basically gives the state, the agency like DCYF or Health and Human Services, which is what the, you know, parent corporation of DCYF is, a chunk of money each time they like do an interview with a family. It's like $6,000 or $7,000 last I checked. There's a documentary called Save the Babies that kind of gets into this pretty good. We should look that up and put it in show prep. So I told Chief Police, I go, no, I don't want social, you know, Health and Human Services getting any of this money from, you know, this Clinton bill, this, you know, child safety, whatever, Child Protection Act. And it's just all it is, you know, these, parasitic, irresponsible bureaucrats that work for the state, you know, they are of their system of retirement, their whole, you know, pensions, it's all a Ponzi scheme, so they have to keep on growing their bureaucracy. And that is actually one of the things that they're trained. And this is, I've had Massachusetts state employees telling me this, New Hampshire state. I've befriended a lot of these people have come against me over the years, have actually become my friends. That's another thing, too.
Wow.
Lot of the police interactions where it started off as a negative police interaction, they've maybe arrested me. And then, you know, after the trial's done and everything, they're like, you know, shaking my hands, like, oh, I didn't know, you know, I didn't understand, and I'm sorry. And I've had like at least five cops, you know, apologize to me for their behavior, you know, like off the record after things, because I beat them in court. And they just didn't really like understand. But I've always been like, you know, nice and polite and kind. And, you know, these guys are public servants and they just basically don't really understand their jobs as a public servant. They think they're, you know, some kind of authoritarian supervisors. So anyways, DCYF refuses that the local police, you know, fulfill this order because, yeah. Well, I believe it's because they can't get any of the federal money when they do this. And I don't. And the other thing, too, is these guys have like a bunch of documents they want you to sign. So it isn't like they just bust you in your house and start doing stuff, DCYF. They're like, oh, well, just sign here and we're going to help you out. And we're going to. And so they have like a whole thing to like offer you assistance. And that was one of the things they mailed us, this thing on how to get on like all kinds of welfare and all this assistance, and we'll help you out, and blah, blah, blah. These are all jurisdictional.
They want you to be part of the system.
Right. These are all jurisdictional traps. So then the social workers go back to family court, and they actually get a contempt charge against me. So they put me in contempt of court.
Against you?
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, well, against me and my wife, basically. Uh-huh. But mostly, both of our names were on there. But I was the one interacting with them. I was the one taking the video. I was the one explaining it to them. I was the one who mailed them, you know, public records, right to know requests, public records requests for their oath of office and their insurance information. So I did that before this contempt thing came out. So the director of New Hampshire DCYF has no oath of office.
Is that a surprise?
Well, you would think that an agency that has, you know, the ability to basically steal children, to mm-hmm. put young men in detention centers where they get beat up and raped by, you know, this stuff that's been going on with, you know, this Sununu Center. Mike Gill has been really hammering on the whole child trafficking and the pedophilia ring going on here in New Hampshire.
You're saying you would think they have to have an oath, but they don't.
Well, everybody that I tell this to, like every normie, every muggle, even some like reporter who was sort of quasi-interviewing me, they haven't done nothing with it yet, mm-hmm. but like from a big newspaper, they're like, that basically stopped him in his tracks when I showed him the document that really? I got from, when I said it to him, I go, they don't have an oath of office. So the social workers don't have an oath of office. They don't have an oath that requires them to respect and uphold the rights of the people. The director of DCYF doesn't have an oath of an office. But DCYF, best I can tell, is not a government. It's a governmental agency that calls itself a municipal corporation that calls itself a governmental agency. Governmental, the suffix AL, meaning, you know, similar to or like. Mm-hmm. So anyways, they issue a contempt order against me, and the chief of police in town calls a local attorney and says, what's going on here? And he's like calling the governor's council because here you got a court saying basically arrest these people, you know, over nothing, when this thing could have totally been the court's original order could have totally been satisfied by just a police officer.
Wasn't there something you said on when we've discussed this previously, that I recall, where the order wasn't actually in your name? The order was telling these bureaucrats right. they had to do certain
right.
things.
So
how can you be in contempt of an order yep. that wasn't addressing you in the first place?
Technically I can't. And there's already been precedence in New Hampshire that order from family court for the police officer, probation officer, or child protection service worker is not an order for the parents. There's
right.
already been case law settled on this. J.R. Hole's going through the same thing. He's another fella. That's a freedom guy. He's mm-hmm. a state representative. He's been very libertarian.
They went after his family.
They
as
went
well.
After his family. They issued orders to actually literally abduct his kids. And so the chief of police of Henniker had to do a motion to intervene, and he did a motion to vacate their contempt order against me because the social worker lied in two spots.
Mm-hmm.
We have two spots on the affidavit, and I have this in all the emails. And they lied. Just saying that the police told them stuff, they lied several times. But they say the police tell us this, and they just make it up totally out of thin air, and it's like business as usual for these guys.
And the police were willing to go against that and say, no, that's not what happened.
Yeah, they're about the truth.
All right, which is really unusual for cops. We're coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show. We'll talk more about what the latest developments are in this case coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA News Update. The Senate still plans to recess next week as the deadline to raise the nation's debt ceiling looms. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said negotiations between the White House and House Republicans are making progress, and the House will likely vote on an agreement next week. Where do you conceal a gun on the beach in New Jersey?
A federal judge ruled it is legal for someone to take a concealed carry handgun with the proper permits to the beach, bars, restaurants, and public parks. Judge Renee Marie Baum ruled that significant parts of what Governor Murphy signed into law in December were unconstitutional. I'm Skip Kelly.
A new study is ranking Texas number one in something that is nothing to be proud of. According to the survey from Forbes Advisor, the Lone Star State has the worst drivers in the country. The report says Texas is in the top three in fatal crashes involving a drunk driver, a drowsy driver, or a driver that is going the wrong way. Dave Collins, USA News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can bring up anything you want. Maybe you've had to deal with the thugs at the DCYF or Department of Children and Families, whatever. There's always some different acronym in the various different states, but that's who we're talking about here. That has targeted now Jay and his wife. There's some criminal charges for leaving one of their children in the car for what apparently was less than 15 minutes. And you know this, Jay, because the car, when your wife walked away in March of last year from the car to go return something or whatever it was she had to do at the store, she did a remote start on it to keep the heat on in the car at the time. And it's less than 15 minutes because she came back out. The car was still on.
Yep.
So you know how long those remote starts are timed for. We're talking about that situation that ultimately developed into, a few months later, an arrest warrant being issued.
Actually, it was a year later.
It took about a year to make the arrest?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So they started harassing you guys more after this initial incident where you're at the, well, you weren't there, but she was at the store. Some busybodies called the cops. The cops came out and they started asking her questions. Unfortunately, she did answer some of these questions, gave them over information about herself. And sure enough, that DCYF people came to your home.
They demanded that you allow them to interview your two-year-old alone, meaning that, and thankfully, you guys did not allow that to happen.
Yep.
In fact, you didn't even allow them in the house, correct?
Yeah, not even on the property. In fact, they were informed not to go on the property by the police, and they still showed up looking to, you know, try to explain it to me.
Yeah, and then at some point, a judge issues a contempt order against you.
Yes.
Which was confusing because the order from the court was directing DCYF to do certain things or the police to do certain things, not you.
This is family court. So what you got to understand about family court is it's a garbage kangaroo court, first off.
Yeah.
It's basically a it doesn't have any jurisdiction in these matters. In fact, the only thing family court has jurisdiction over is people who take benefits from the state.
Well, I was going to say, is the family court even constitutional as far as, like...
I don't believe so.
Or is it just, like, this administrative tribunal?
It's an administrative tribunal, just like all the district courts are administrative tribunal. It's
meaning, like, if you choose to let the state be part of your marriage...
Correct, yep.
Then you're saying, okay, I consent to having my divorce, if that ever happens, ruled over by...
Yep.
Your court system.
Yeah, yeah. It's a family court. Yeah, it's basically a it's a private religion is what it is, as best I can tell. The public. I am not part of the public. The public is actually a private religion. The United States is basically a religious cult. The United States of America is a federation of states. There's a lot of things you can call the United States, but the United States is explicitly the District of Columbia territories and possessions, not New Hampshire, not Vermont, not Florida. Those are sovereign, independent nation states that together make up a federation of states called the United States of America.
Well, I mean, it would be nice if they acted more sovereign, right? Like if this quote unquote state of New Hampshire acted like it was actually sovereign. Instead, they're just ruled by the feds, and they do almost nothing about it.
So the United States Corporation is essentially created the State of New Hampshire Corporation, I believe, in the late 1880s. I know Massachusetts was, chartered under the United States in 1889 under what's called the Lieber Codes. And then you further have what's called Uniform Commercial Code, which was adopted by all these corporations in 1923. And then these corporations all went bankrupt, filed for bankruptcy in 1932 with FDR at the Geneva Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And then property taxes start putting on people's land in 1939 because all these municipal corporations, these towns, cities, villages, counties, states, they all became essentially debt collection agencies. That's all they really are. And then it grew into massive bureaucracies from there on out. So anyways, back to this, stuff with DCYF. So come basically a year later, my wife didn't get arrested. They put a warrant out for our arrest. We get pulled over in town, for a traffic infraction. And the police officer's like, oh, there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I'm not gonna, I don't know what she was thinking, but she's like, I'm going to bring you a summons, you just need to appear at a court. I'm not going to arrest you.
Okay.
Which cops totally have discretion to do that.
Okay.
They don't have to arrest you. Because they were just looking for a summons.
Mm-hmm.
So what's weird is, so this kind of similar thing happened with Rochelle Kelly and the other moms that were at the park during the COVID shutdown.
Where the cops targeted them just for being in the park with the kids.
Just for being in the park with the kids. And
she won that, by the way. It's worth pointing that out.
Yes.
Rochelle, she did go to court. She did, did not take a plea. She went with not guilty and went to trial. And that judge found her not guilty in that case.
And that's great.
Taking her kids to the park.
And I believe that she is going to be pursuing a lawsuit or is working on one also, which is good. She really should do that if it's not happening. But I'm pretty sure it's happening. But anyways.
In that case, that was just Concord Police. No, it didn't have anything to do with DCYF.
Oh, no. DCYF was harassing her. She had to relocate her kids to somewhere out of state. She's got six kids. The other family got harassed by DCYF also.
No kidding.
That was involved. I think there might have been two other families other than Rochelle Kelly's family.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so these guys don't even call you up. They don't send you a letter. They don't be like, hey, we want you to appear in court. They just put a warrant out for your arrest and never say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Like you figured the local police department where you live, if you had a warrant out for your arrest, would maybe, if these people were any kind of official, would be like, hey, this guy lives in your town, you know, why don't you go let him know he's got a warrant out for his arrest? Nothing like that. It just shows up. But, you know, luckily we didn't get pulled over in some
Manchester.
Like Manchester or Concord, where there's sort of like liberalish parasites, you know, that really love authoritarian government.
So what was the charge or charges that she was
the charge is
hit with?
Was
it neglect?
No, it's, I don't know why I'm blanking on it. The charge is,
it's a misdemeanor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor of, I don't know why I'm blanking.
Do we know offhand if it's a class A or a class B?
It's the one that's got a 6 month fee to, 6 months, prison time to it.
So that must be a class A then in that case.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Because in New Hampshire, a class B means you cannot be sentenced to jail.
Yeah, you can definitely be sentenced.
But normally, misdemeanor class A, it's up to a year, not 6 months. There's no, as I understand it, there's no 6 month category.
I think they're asking for 6 months.
That may be the case.
And I don't know why I'm blanking on what that particular charge is.
My producer Bonnie says it's endangerment of a child.
That's right. That's what I was looking for. Endangerment
or
of a child.
Endangering or something.
And it's so ludicrous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the danger? That's what I want to know is, you know, whoever they're going to call in to testify about this.
Right.
Is it going to be the officer who was on the scene that's going to say they thought the baby was going to get out of the strapped-in car seat, put the car in gear, and take it for a ride? Because normally when, at my understanding of a remote start, at least the one that I have, if you press your foot on the brake pedal without the key in the ignition, it just shuts off.
Yeah, this car does the same thing. Yeah, somebody would actually have to commit a crime to do some kind of harm to the kids or to the kid.
You're saying it's a theoretical endangerment wherein someone could kidnap the child, like smash the window in? Is that what they're going to say?
I don't know what they're going to say. Yeah. And even in the narratives of two police officers, they actually contradict each other, which is pretty funny.
So you've got the discovery now, and that's what you're talking about. You've got the actual reports from the officers that were on the scene.
And I actually thought I had the envelope with discovery in it, but I don't.
By your recollection, at least, what was the contradiction you're referring to?
Oh, so one officer is like, the child looked clean. She looked comfortable. I could see that there was a little bag on the front seat that was blowing in the air was blowing across it, and the car was running, so apparently the air conditioning was on. And then the other
and by that you mean heat?
No, air conditioning. It was a warm was a warm March day. It was like
warm enough,
64 degrees, 70 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. But it was a low sun. It's March.
Gotcha.
If the car would have been fine off if the windows were just open, but seems like a bit irresponsible just leaving the windows open.
And the other officer.
Oh, the other officer says, child appears to have dirty shoes. There's trash and fast food, wrappers. In the car and
like a lot of cars,
and there was some open mail and whatever. And when you have two toddlers in the car and you hand them some snacks cause you're going somewhere, they just throw stuff all over the place. I mean, vacuum a car out once a week and this is pretty trash just after 1 week with kids running around. So there was some other stuff in there that, and the thing is the bottom line is there's no injured party.
Sure.
There's no contract violation. There's no intellectual property violation. And, the kids are my property. I claim them as mine. They're of my loins. They're the property of my wife and I. They are not the property of the state. The state doesn't have power of attorney. I never gave them power of attorney.
And they sure don't belong to whoever the busybodies were that called in the complaint.
Right. So
are you going to find out who those are? Are they calling them? Did you get a witness list?
Yeah, we got a witness list of these busybodies.
They're on there?
Yep.
Okay.
And
how many witnesses are they bringing against you?
I think four.
Okay, so probably the busybody couple and then two cops? DCYF,
possibly.
Maybe?
Well, maybe, because they leave it very vague. They're like, they didn't actually provide a witness list.
Well, they're supposed to.
They said the witnesses are all the people mentioned in this discovery.
Mm.
And it's weird. And we may introduce more.
Okay.
That's basically what
they
said.
Weird.
So, yeah, but the thing is
in order coming up too, right? Like this is early June, right?
So June 1st, they got a schedule for trial. I don't see how it can be a trial. We just got discovery. you know, 2 days ago.
They only have to give you 2 weeks.
As
I understand it. That's my recollection of the rules.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a legal professional. And, you know, we're...
But if they didn't give you a witness list, then, I mean, they can't just say, oh, yeah, you'll find all the names in here. They're going to be your witnesses.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
Yes, that is kind of weird.
You're supposed to have a straight-up list of...
So we told them that we did a motion to continue, that we hadn't received discovery, and mm-hmm. also that we need more time to prepare for this because we are very busy. We asked for push the date 90 days out. It's summertime, we're farmers, literally work 14, 18 hour days, 7 days a week often, and between earning money work and farming work, it's like two different full time jobs. They're like, oh no, we're gonna we denied your motion for continuance. You got and then the prosecutor, you got discovery, and then the prosecutor writes, we're objecting to this. Our witnesses are already, and I'm sure all their witnesses are a bunch of irresponsible, parasitic pencil pushers.
And who's prosecuting this?
It's the prosecutor's name.
Is it DCYF?
No, it's City of Concord prosecutor.
Is that because the store was in
But that's one reason it's in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys, the elements of a crime, and in they have no justifiable case or controversy. The complaint is void of allegations and facts of any wrongdoing.
Where's the victim? Let's get the victim up on the stand.
Right. And also, these guys don't even allege a violation of any legal rights and damage. The complaint fails to set forth a justifiable cause or controversy. And courts only adjudicate justiciable controversies, United States versus Interstate Commerce Commission. And
this is your motion to dismiss?
This isn't part of the second motion to dismiss we're going to put in, which actually might be a motion to reconsider, because the first motion to dismiss is...
denied.
Was denied.
Mm-hmm. And they'll deny this one, too, because that's how they always do.
And we expect them to deny it, and that's also why we put, if you deny it, note my objection for the record, preserve this.
For appeal.
For appeal, mm-hmm. because you got to bring all these things up to appeal. And even, but the bottom line is the bottom line is we hold these truths self-evident that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
Mm-hmm. That's what they all say.
Right. And
but it doesn't matter if you tell them you don't consent. They're just going to do what they want to you.
I think it does matter if you tell them you don't consent and they can't prove that you do consent. This is why you have to lay this stuff all out with mm-hmm. these guys, and you have to be like... say more things than you think you need to when you lay these things out. Because when it comes to appeal, they start chipping away at, stuff at appeal. So you got to have some stuff that's, that sticks. But you have it on video there. In fact, I'd like to get that video from you where you videotaped me talking to the prosecutor outside the courtroom. And I told him that they're engaging in malicious prosecution. And because there is no victim and there is no injured party, there is no damage. There's not even a controversy before the court, and there is nobody that can be remedied. When they say we'll plea bargain this, when we went to the arraignment there about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, well, we'll plea bargain if you pay us $500, take 10 parenting classes, and
at $100 a pop or whatever,
and plead guilty to the charge. And there was one other thing in there was like you're monitored by one of the CPS or something, one of these agencies.
Lovely.
So, that's
a terrible plan.
Well, first off, how does that remedy a victim given the state of New Hampshire?
It doesn't. You're the victim.
Right, $500.
Your wife is the victim.
Right, yes, we are the victims. In fact, they have taken my time from my kids. I have an almost 2-year-old and a better than 3-year-old. And right now, this is the most important, the most crucial time, like I talk about all the time. You got 6 years to get to basically get your kids to a point to where, their mind is right. And it's a very, very short time frame. And these guys have stolen a lot of my time.
Mm-hmm. And they want to put her in prison for 6 months on there, or up to a year.
Right.
Right.
And so what really...
That's going to help those kids.
What really needs... So there's a lot of things that need to happen. If anybody would like to support us and write a letter to the judge, I can, in a little bit here, I'll have the information up for, you know, the judge you can contact and the case number and stuff and the court, you know, that you would write to. If you wanted to do like an amicus brief on if you support, you know, support me, you can email me at jnoone@jnoone.com.
JAYNOONE.com.
Yes. If you know, need this information or you would like to tell me something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suspect there's a lot of people out there that have been through similar circumstances because, I mean, they keep trying to tear families apart. I mean,
Yes.
What makes you unusual, Jay, is that you didn't go along to get along. Like, a lot of times people think if they just do what the DCYF people tell them to, everything will go away, this will all be all right. And a lot of cases, that just makes matters worse.
There is a case that where a woman did the same exact thing, left her kid in a car, mm-hmm. and it was, I believe, in Portsmouth. And she complied with DCYF. She did all of the things, and she was still convicted and charged with the same exact charge.
Child endangerment,
and had to do, like, the classes, I think, and the classes are expensive. So mm-hmm. the same, these corporations that do these classes are just, you know, they're probably owned by someone who's politically connected, or at the
their brother or something.
Yeah, or their very least, they're doing lots of contributions and kickbacks, just like all the corporations that do the MCAS tests for the schools and all that stuff. It's just all, you know, part of the same corruption. So another thing I want to encourage people to do, especially here in New Hampshire, is to write letters to their state legislature, even citing specifically my case. But the state legislature should have the power to exercise what's called checks and balances. The idea that the state legislature is the legislature is supposed to make sure that the executive and judicial branches do not violate our rights, that they are in check. It's called checks and balances. There is a I believe there's a judicial review committee here in New Hampshire. But
it's just a bunch of judges.
Right. Well, it's supposed to be set up by the legislature. But if several New Hampshire legislators started getting several letters saying, we need to put a stop to this. You need to investigate the Concord City Prosecutor's Office for this malicious prosecution. Because here's the thing. It isn't just me. They do this every single day. You've got the Noble Nine. You've got, like, Footloose. These guys getting charged over garbage charges where there isn't a victim. In Footloose's case, who could be remedied? Who is the man that Footloose, you know, Frank could say, I'm sorry to, or Frank could give, you know, a handful of silver to, or some dollars?
I mean, he was
literally
charged with saying things during a public meeting in a crowd of over 100 people that even the other people that were near him said they didn't hear him
and
by the way, he was found not guilty of the initial charge.
Oh, excellent. This is the same garbage prosecutors, the same irresponsible parasites, you know, basically mm-hmm. going after Footloose, going after, like, you know, one of the sweetest men I know, Bill D, for example, you know, mm-hmm. Bill Domenico, a longtime Free Stater, great guy, just wants to help everybody out, like, super good dude.
You're talking about when they charged him for, quote-unquote, picketing outside of the governor's house?
The Noble Nine thing, yes, whatever.
Bill D wasn't arrested in the Noble Nine. The Noble Nine or the New Hampshire Nine, those were the people at the governor's council meeting.
Yep.
Frank and a lady named Therese were arrested for allegedly said amen.
Yep.
I think she actually did say amen. And then they claimed Frank said something else that he didn't say, but they wanted to arrest them. They were ready to roll. They had dozens of cops on hand. They had all the seats were zip-tied together. They had at least like 7 or 8 paddy wagons outside. Like, they were ready to arrest 100 people at this event. They ended up arresting 9 people for absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
And this is business as usual for these people. They are engaged in racketeering. They're conspiring with each other to deprive people of life, liberty, and property.
Yes.
People have created no controversy, who haven't injured anyone, who haven't damaged any property, who haven't violated any contracts. You just name it. It is all garbage.
It's a clear right to freedom of speech case in the case of the New Hampshire Nine. They, you know, if you're at a public meeting, you should absolutely have a right to express yourself. Like, if you're frustrated by what you're seeing on the stage, you should be able to say, screw this, or, you know, whatever it is you're feeling in that moment. And at one point, apparently, Sununu, who is the governor here, so-called, in New Hampshire, he did address the crowd and did tell them that if you interrupt this meeting, you will be asked to leave. But they never asked anyone to leave. They just went straight to slapping handcuffs on people.
Yeah,
so it was absolutely outrageous.
And the lawsuits prove this. If you start just... So actually, one of the things I got to do is a right-to-know request to the Department of Health and Human Services for all the dollars they've paid out in settlements.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, but you have all of the police playing out settlements. The people really need to start hammering on a legislature and be like, hey, you got to rein in qualified immunity.
Yeah, they do.
They need to eliminate qualified immunity as far as I'm concerned. But anybody being paid their career in taxpayer dollars should be held to a very high and a very strict standard and should absolutely be fully responsible for their actions when they are representing the people of New Hampshire, because that's essentially what a state employee is doing. You know, that we're led to believe if we actually have an Article 4, Section 4 Republican form of government that is for and by the people and its purpose is to protect life, liberty, and property.
Yeah, right.
I don't think any of that exists, but based on what I can tell. And
just fancy words. But nothing.
But we have irresponsible parasites. So, you know, we know a parasite is, you know, basically an organism that sucks energy off of another organism to live. And so this is what the state is doing. They're just, everything they do is... But they're a real powerful parasite that has all kinds of weapons, guns, predator drones.
But more importantly, they have the belief of the victim, right?
So often they do.
They're different than like a typical parasite, right? Like my dog, if it's got fleas on it, it's going to scratch. It wants to get rid of the fleas. But these people that the state is parasitical on, that is to say, you and I, and the average person, they believe that the state is necessary. Even if they can see certain areas in which they can identify, oh, there's a problem. Oh, here's a corrupt cop over here, or these bureaucrats are bad in this department. They still think it's just a bad apple and that it can be fixed or whatever. They still have the belief that the state is needed, that it's necessary, that it's what separates us from the animals, and it's what gives us civil society. And there's just all this mythology that is poisoning people's minds, and that's the hardest thing to deal with.
And the thing is this is all because of, you know, how many generations of people have been put through the 15,000 hours of the public school indoctrination program, and now we have a whole another brainwashing technology called internet devices that kids are being put on at very young ages.
We got more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're going to get into your calls and thoughts. They are welcome. You mentioned the legislature. Until there's actually more freedom-loving people put into these legislative positions, they're not going to be able to do anything about all these corruption issues that you've identified, and I'll give you an example coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.